Parsha's bow, the culmination of the plagues. You know, we teach our kids, they have a great time. Dom. So they make in their kindergarten and gone. They get this cup with two straws, and one side of it is red and one is white. The Jew drank and it was water. The Egyptian drank and it was red. And of course, there's nothing more exciting than frogs all over the place. And so on and so forth. What on earth is this teaching us? And this week's parasha begins where Hashem says, I have hardened Paro's heart in order to do more of these things, more plagues, more miracles, and that you should be able to tell your children and children's children what I did to them. And indeed, Pesach, the Seder, one of the high points is the Makkos, the plagues. It's even brought down that one should make sure to translate them so everyone knows exactly what they mean. Even people that aren't naturally following the entire Haggadah. But when it comes to the plagues, you've got to translate. Get vivid. Some homes make sure to produce the animals. They plastic, stuffed, or anything you want. As adults, what's it teaching us? And the Torah is very careful to point out these are mofsim, these are supernatural. Nature is being torn apart. Hashem is breaking every law of nature. For what purpose? So Hashem's saying, to get us out of Egypt, had he not hardened Paro's heart, we would have gotten out of there earlier. No, he had to show us. He had to show us that he's doing these miracles. So, I guess one would say, Hashem saying, look what I can do. Wow. I could create hail that has fire inside it. Wow. Come on. You know, once you see what's going on, it becomes obvious that Hashem runs the world and he can do anything. What's the difference? A little more miracle, a little more different than normal. I'll tell you the answer. We understand that the purpose of all of this is for the sake of emunah, for us to get clarity. And it is, but clarity in what? When we talk about emunah, clear that Hashem is the creator, sustainer, we exist only through his desire that we exist every fraction of a second. He makes everything work. It is his genius that is responsible for all of nature, for all the heavens. Yeah, but there's something even more fundamental. There's something even more fundamental and more important. And it's a piece of emunah that unfortunately can be so easily forgotten. There is nothing Hashem won't do for us. Every additional makkah, every additional plague, Hashem is saying, look, I'm turning and twisting nature for you. He's talking to us. This is so essential in our emunah. We read a lot later when they were complaining in the desert. And they accused Hashem of taking them out of Egypt to die in the desert because he hated us. That's blasphemy. That's sacrilege. That is the antithesis of the fundamental of Judaism, which is that God created to give. And we were chosen. We were chosen to be the recipients of His good on the highest levels by way of the responsibilities He gave us. 613 different ways of connecting to Him. It's all love and nothing else. Hashem only loves us and will stop at nothing. There's nothing He can't do. There's nothing He won't do. So why didn't the Rambam list it? It is 13 Ikarim, the fundamentals of what we believe in. There are a lot of other basic things that he left out that are obvious. For example, he didn't include free will. Free will is another fundamental. He didn't have to list it because it was never challenged. In those days, everyone understood. They felt their struggles. They understood. There's my instinctive side, and there's my intelligence side. My instincts are telling me to do A, and my conscience tells me, wait, that's not good. That's wrong. Human beings, Jews, they always were aware of that. He didn't have to bother. So instead, he talks about the consequences of actions. It is obvious there couldn't be consequences to your actions if you didn't have free will. If you were programmed, how can you be held responsible for choices you didn't make? So although it's inferred and obvious, he didn't have to list it because it was so clear to everyone. That's what it means to be alive. You feel the struggle. Another one was Hashem's love. It was so basic. Why did Hashem make us in the first place? It was so basic to the Jew. Ritzono Yisbarach Lahetiv. He created to give. Look at this beautiful world. What explanation is there other than He loves us? We recite a blessing at the beginning of the spring every year. Shalchisur Maloma Klum, or other versions of it. He didn't leave anything out of this world. Created all kinds of beautiful things. Brios Tovos, Ilanos Tovim. La'anos ve'en b'nei adam, to give human beings pleasure. Period. We state that clearly in the bracha, unequivocally. What is the purpose of the existence of everything beautiful in nature? Hashem created it to give us pleasure. Hashem only loves. It's so basic to being Jewish. The last Navi was Malachi. Maso dvar Hashem v'yad Malachi. Ohavti escha b'mar Hashem. I guess the last of the prophets had to leave us with a message that would resonate with us, that we should not be forgetting over all the generations. Ahavti eschem, amar Hashem. Hashem says, I love you. At the very origins of the Jewish nation, remember, we went down to Egypt as a family, we came out a nation, our very origins, Hashem made it clear, I am prepared to violate every law of nature that I established. I'm willing to change everything in nature. I'm willing to reveal myself, and Hashem generally hides, not to interfere with people's free will. I'm willing to reveal myself. I'll do anything for you. From the start, He taught us this. So that come what may, we remember Hashem only loves us. If there's anything we feel He should have done for us and He didn't, we've got to scratch our heads and ask ourselves, why wasn't it good for us? Why did He choose not to do it? It must be that it wouldn't have been good. I think in this day and age, this is the number one Iker HaEmunah. The most important fundamental of Emunah is Hashem loves us. He doesn't set us up for failure. He doesn't rejoice in our pain. He's there with us. Only He knows their pains of growth. And we often have a hard time remembering that. But Hashem only loves us, nothing more. And we'll stop at nothing. If that's the best thing for us, there's nothing He won't do for us. Get that straight. This is the most important Iker HaEmunah for today. When studying these parshiyos, I don't know. You don't need the blood, frogs, and lice to tell you that Hashem exists. There's so many other things that are so revealing. Without the miracles, nature itself is just so perfect and so beautiful. Torah is so endlessly profound. We learn these parashas to see how much Hashem loves us. Get into yourself, get this clear. Don't ever think otherwise. And then we can't just sit by and know that so much of humanity doesn't want to consider God's existence because they're afraid that's too harsh. It means surrendering to the bully. They got the wrong picture of who He is. We say this all the time. We agree with the atheists. The God they don't believe in, we don't believe in either. We believe in Hashem, who only loves us and knows what's best for us and does only what's best for us. is missing nothing, is bound by nothing, can do anything, will do anything. And everything he does is just what we need. Gotta get that into our heads, into our hearts. Feel the love. Live with it. Enjoy the beautiful life he gives us. And feel that sense of ecstasy in Hashem's love in everything. Every bit of tasty food we eat. Every enjoyable experience. Feel the creator of heaven and earth has made this for you. Gift wrapped it with a little note. Love God. Feel that. Feel that Hashem only loves us. Only, and nothing else.